Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Success Circle Business Accelerator call. If you're brand new to this call, welcome new Success Circle members. I'm Lisa Minini with AccelerateAssociates.com, and you are in for a treat. Today, we're going to talk all about PR, public relations secrets. And I've got some wonderful guests who I'll introduce in just a moment. But before we get started, I want to make sure that we kind of take care of some housekeeping, let you know about some upcoming events that we have coming up so that you can put them on your calendar and get that all taken care of. First of all, remember we have the influencer exchange calls on the fourth Tuesday of every month, and that happens also at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can register for those. We've just sent out a new email on a new format for those, so do make sure that you register in the membership site for those so that you reserve your spot. We also have Get Your Goals in Gear in the video library. So if you haven't checked out the video library recently, come over to the video library. You'll see some really cool webinars in there. One is on a past guest on how to be Googleicious. We, of course, have the Get Your Goals in Gear, perfect for this time of year. So if you haven't yet registered for that webinar, it's free to you as a Success Circle member. And remember to also, if you haven't yet registered for the Wake Up Profitable Intensive, if you're an alumni, there's an alumni site where you can register. Again, that's April 24th and 25th this year. You do not want to miss it. We have an integrated marketing model that I'm going to be introducing to the whole Entrepreneurial Edge system. So this is brand new stuff this year. I'm really excited about it. You definitely want to attend. First of all, you are on the Business Accelerator call. This happens the second Tuesday of every month and also at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I bring on a very special guest with a very special topic. So you get exclusive access to these guests. And I am so delighted that we have a very special guest. Actually, we have two guests today that I want to introduce. So make sure you mark your calendars for the second Tuesday at every month and a whole list of really great guests. We have Joel Kahn coming on. He is the New York Times bestselling author of Twitter Power 2.0 later on this year. We have just some amazing people on, and today is no different. We have Annie Jennings and Stacey Emeril Kaufman here today. Now, Annie Jennings is the creator of the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, as well as the number one radio campaign in the industry where you are booked on radio shows in the top most influential markets and on nationally syndicated shows and networks. And I can vouch for this. Why? Because I used Annie Jennings PR when I was launching my book, Me, Myself, and Why, The Secrets to Navigating Change, which became a bestseller right next to Jack Canfield's Chicken Soup for the Soul and John Gray's Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. I'm convinced it was largely due to Annie Jennings PR and helping get on the radio. So they're masters at it. And of course, Stacey Emeril Kaufman also is on today, and she's the radio director of Annie Jennings PR and offers professional segment development as well as unlimited media training with a former award-winning producer to help clients reach their goals and their dreams. So ladies, welcome to the Business Accelerator call for the Success Circle.
Well, thanks, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. This is Annie. Wonderful to be here. Oh, so great to have you ladies. You are just a wealth of knowledge. I've enjoyed coming on your podcast. I love your whole business model, Jen, Annie, is pay for performance. I mean, you guys overperform consistently. So let's start there first, because I want people to understand, too, the difference. First of all, let's sort of explain the difference between PR, public relations, and marketing. What would you say are the differences there?
Well, this is Annie speaking. Mm-hmm. I think the difference in PR and marketing is PR is basically, I feel, an arm of marketing. So marketing encompasses so many different activities and venues and procedures and strategies. Publicity is only one of your strategies. And within publicity, you can even break that out further to even go into more elements of publicity. So a marketing strategy is a comprehensive approach to reaching out to your target market wherever they may be. That can include advertising as well, you know, whereas PR is not advertising. So marketing is very expansive in how you would do a marketing campaign. Publicity is only one arm of a marketing campaign. And within publicity, you have traditional and you have the non-traditional, such as, which is becoming more and more popular, of course, the social media marketing. Mm-hmm. We specialize in the traditional marketing, which is appearing on radio, talk interview shows, appearing on TV shows across the country, being the quoted expert in major online articles or in actual print, magazines and newspapers. So that's really where we're specializing. Right? And social media marketing, of course, is your all your online venues now, which of course gets you in front. So many people have communities, get you in front of a lot more buyers for your book.
Now, you have a very very distinct niche in what you do. You actually, it's pay for placement model, business model. Tell us how you develop that, and it's such a great niche, I think, and I think it has made you what you are today. You know, one of the leading resources in PR. How did you come up with that, and how did that all evolve?
Well, there's two models that we have. One is the guaranteed deliverable model. That means that I promise, any promise I make to you in any kind of new client phone call that we may be on, you'll see reflected in the contract. We never accept any money that we do not earn. So that's a guaranteed deliverable. Our radio campaigns are guaranteed, meaning that I'm going to make lots of big promises. You're going to say, wait, how can you promise all that? Because I know we can. And the guaranteed deliverable means that we deliver on all of our promises, or the client is entitled to a prorated refund, or if we haven't taken their money yet, we don't take it at all. So guaranteed deliverable is a wonderful word for all of your listeners to learn. If you want to start asking that question, what are the guaranteed deliverables when you're speaking to any other publicist that happens to cross your path or you're looking around? Because that's a term that we created here at this company to let people know that when you're spending money on PR dollars, you can expect and deserve outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't really deserve is the older model, the retainer model, which is, we'll try, but, you know, everyone said no. At the end of the day, everyone said no, and that's very common, and it breaks my heart to hear that happening to authors and experts when we know they could do so much better out there, you know, in the real world using our model.
Mm-hmm.
So guaranteed deliverable is for our radio campaign. And the pay for placement format is where we would identify, or together with the client, identify the client's goals and objectives. And using their goals and objectives, we create a media strategy according to our famous ladder strategy, which we'll get into shortly. And we'll go after the placements in our media goal list and our target media list, and the client will pay us only if we secure that media placement for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in other words, if we don't deliver, they haven't lost any money.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, right, our clients have a tendency to look at the dollar spent on publicity and marketing as an investment in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That is, they're not going to be expensing money, that is, it's going down a hole somewhere where they get nothing, but they spent a lot of money. They're actually getting a return on their investment. So for every dollar spent with us, there is a return on investment, about 100-fold.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many success stories of how our PR model has really propelled so many experts to levels of success they never dreamed possible. They knew they could do it. They knew it was them. They just didn't know how to get there.
Right, yeah, and you provide that avenue. Now, Stacey, just a quick question. I know you work with a lot of the execution of getting people on the radio. What has been like a success story that you can think of where people have used the business model, or Annie, whichever one wants to answer this question, but that have used the model, and kind of what was their return on investment? Well, Lisa, that's a great question. I just wanted to add something quickly to what Annie was saying. The entire industry thought that Annie Jennings PR was nuts.
Yeah.
Remember Annie for doing that?
Oh yeah.
I mean, they were like, what are you going to do? What if you can't be successful for your clients? And
right.
Annie said, well, that's the point, right? That's the point. It was so funny. People thought that she was going to go out of business.
Yeah.
I remember just coming on when we were still in that retainer mode, and then she decided to make the switch, and it was so cool. We really enjoyed it, and it was something that made our publicists very innovative.
Right? Well, I'll have to say aggressive, too, because let's face it,
yes.
People, who loves not? We love the hunt. We love the catch. We're alphas. We're mega.
Mm-hmm.
We're mega entrepreneurs, and everyone who works here is an entrepreneur. That is, it's no fun to be paid for doing nothing. Really, how long does that last every day? There's no spark.
Right.
Right? There's no thrill to your day. But if you're on the hunt and you know you have to outperform every other publicist in the industry,
mm-hmm.
and you have to write segment ideas to capture the attention of the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the biggest shows in the country, CNBC, that's exciting every day. And guess what? Your skill set becomes unparalleled in the industry because you're not going to be walking away at the end of the day with any paycheck. And most of, and all, everybody here has families. Unless you do perform, and that is fun.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. and I've noticed that you guys are pros at that, is really creating a compelling message that gets those, that gets the attention that they
mm-hmm.
want. They really want to have, you know, the producers really want to have that expert
yeah.
on their show.
You know, we work in the world of next, and this is a big key factor for those listening. The world of next. We know what was reported yesterday and what yesterday's news cycle was or media cycle was. We know what it's in, what it's today because we're living in it. But what is it going to be tomorrow? And that's the talent, is being able to project where the story is going and then moving our authors and experts into tomorrow's story. And bingo, we get the placements.
Mm-hmm. Now, what? Give me one really great, you know, a story that comes to mind on a really cool ROI that somebody had in working with you. And Stacy or Annie, whoever wants to answer that question.
Well, Annie, which was the, we had so many clients, so many success stories, and a lot of people can find them on our website as well. But a couple having to do with radio specifically, remember the client that was, he was a college financial expert. I remember he said that his calculator, like, broke when he
oh,
was
yeah.
trying,
when he tried to, do
trying
the
to figure out what the ROI was.
He broke his calculator. And here's
right.
why. You pay us X amount of dollars for replacement, but appearing on these major league media, okay, that is respected by the entire country and seen by CEOs and potential people
mm-hmm.
to hire you, you're at their level.
Mm-hmm.
So now the big money's flowing to you.
Right.
They like that. So the idea of going on and using our ladder strategy, which is, by the way, the number one secret of PR is in the ladder strategy,
mm-hmm.
and we'll get to that momentarily. But here's, I have two great stories for you. And you know what? Number one, you must have courage. And the reason I say this is you should never leave the strategy because it works. Here's a guy. Last January, he came to us, a financial pro, not even with an advanced degree, and he wanted to be a regular on one of the biggest shows in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Begins with a C.
Mm-hmm.
National.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to start him out in our ladder strategy. Now, that means the ladder strategy.
Now,
will
tell us about that.
Yeah,
tell
we have to go into
strategy.
More detail. Should we go into more detail first and then tell the success story so so you guys understand? Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Okay, so, Stacy, why don't you begin with your ladder strategy summary, and I'll add where I can.
Okay, great. So what the ladder strategy is it's a concept that Annie Jennings developed that uniquely identifies where you currently are in building your platform of influence, and then it maps out those natural next steps to keep you moving up the media ladder. And so why is this important to move up the media ladder? It's because you always want to be getting better, and your competition surely is. So we always say that the time is going to pass anyway. So why not improve yourself in the days, weeks, months, and years ahead? But you have to ask yourself, where are you going to be next January in 2015? Mm-hmm. Will you be in the same spot, or will you be a few rungs higher on the ladder? And Annie has the blink
mm-hmm.
factor. We love to say this. She has the blink
I
factor.
Do.
So she immediately knows
mm-hmm.
where you are
and then where you can go. And the progression of your platform hinges on identifying your starting point and then moving up from there. It's just the natural growth of you and your media and your media journey and how you're leveraging that in your marketing outreach. That's what the ladder strategy is.
How do you know where your starting point is?
Well, first thing I'll just jump in for a second, Stacey, and say that we like to – we identify the ladder strategy as being 10 rungs, okay?
Okay.
1 through 10. 10 is your big TV shows beginning with C,
okay.
All right? Or T, the big morning shows. And the ladder strategy, we created it because it gives our clients a very nice visual of how PR should effectively work. All right, each media opportunity should prepare you, give you the needed credentials to qualify for the next level higher.
Mm-hmm.
We always want to be going up that ladder strategy. And sure, many clients come in at zero, right, one. The success story came in at zero.
Mm-hmm.
We have several that came in at zero or one. But see, the reason we do this ladder strategy is because the media evaluates an expert or an author. They consider numerous factors. The first thing they'll do is they'll review the subject matter pitched, and review the guest bio for the relevant education to back up their knowledge in that particular subject matter.
Mm.
The more credentials and accomplishments, the better. The next thing the media is going to do is they're going to look at your website to review your overall presentation. Is it professional? Does it match the pitch? Does it match your level of credentials? Meaning your online reputation. Is it matching so far everything?
Mm-hmm.
Now, an example is a bio that doesn't present you in a professional way, and I've seen this many times. Bios should start with your most impressive credentials and accomplishments. Otherwise, it's going to hurt you in the eyes of the media. It could work for your clients, but the media is looking for the reasons they should take a chance and book you. All right? So importantly, the ladder strategy comes into play. Does the guest or expert pitch have the necessary media experience to qualify for the media opportunity? The higher you go up the rung, the more powerful and expanded your media bio needs to be.
So let's give an idea of the first rung. So the first rung would be what?
Well, generally speaking, the first rung, we usually bring most authors and experts in on levels 1 through 3. And that means they're basically, they have great credentials in their area, they have wonderful accomplishments, but they have yet to do something outside your basic internet radio, college radio, or very small media placements. So that's levels 1 through 3. We would then bring our client into the radio campaign where they're booked on impressive name brand shows. Remember, we do book the number one radio campaign in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Top shows, top markets. Because of the clout and influence factor, we're building our clients up. We're going to 10, okay?
Right.
So we're using these big brand name shows to power up our clients' bio. We book on the nationally syndicated shows, again, for more name brand recognition, more credibility, more third-party association with the big name shows. Before you know it, our authors and experts are at level 4. So our number one radio campaign that books only in the top 35 markets, regional and nationally syndicated shows, brings a client to level 4 instantly.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So levels 4 and 6. Now remember, we want to go to 10. Now we can very quickly move from levels 4 and 6 because we have a lot of name-dropping power now. We can present the expert as being the guest on many shows that other media recognizes and respects. So now we're going to go to name brand, national online media, or print, too, as well. But, you know, online media is just as good, I'll say. So natural, we want name brands associated with our clients. We want them on media placements that everybody knows and respects, and they immediately have that, wow, he must be good, she must be good,
mm-hmm.
if she is booked on that. And then TV placements in various cities across the country. That's levels 4 through 6. Now, if a client's goal is to be on the big national TV shows, all right, they need to appear on at least 5 other TV shows across the country or in other markets so they have a strong history of media experience in their media bio. Now, levels 7, 8, and 9, these are the most fun because here's where it gets big. By now, picture this. The client has a stacked media bio. It's powerful. It's influential. It's credible. It's big. Now we get to play at the high levels, and we start booking bigger and bigger name brands, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, all the online, Fox News, the online media, CNBC.com, all of those names start coming into play. Now, once we get to that point, we are at 10. We just haven't booked it yet. Mm. So now we're on to level 10, and before you know it, the next expert you see on those really big shows now, they're going to evaluate the expert based on so many factors, including the strength of their media bio. You'll see them on TV. So you can't just start in and go to 10. If somebody came to me and said, oh, I want to be on the biggest news show in the country, mm-hmm. all right, that begins with the C. I would not be able to offer them a contract because we don't have the trust factor in the client. And we remember, Annie Jennings PR is a brand name in the media. They know that if somebody comes in through our company, they're totally ready, prepared, and they're going to do a great job because it's all about ratings in this industry. So our name brand is going to appear with the expert. So you can't come into our company and say, I want to be on the biggest show in the country tomorrow. We just can't take that type of client. You have to build our trust first. Once you build trust with your publicist or with our publicist and we start to know you, that's when we start doing our most brilliant work because we find your niche. We find where are you contributing to society in a way that the media wants to cover. Where is your next? And once we determine that, that ladder moves really quickly. If you notice, you can go from 1 to 7 in about 2 or 3 months.
Hmm. So the media that helps you get to the next rung of the ladder, is that a matter of have being on a national show, radio? Does the medium matter, like radio, TV? Will that get you up the ladder?
The answer to that question is it does matter. But name brand matters more. So once you start building, once we start a client, we're going to bury the small shows in small markets. We're not even going to show those anymore because they pull the client down. You want to be going up the ladder. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be going down. So just because you learn the industry by going on all the internet shows, which have value, these shows have value for many people. You start to just build your story, your expertise. So I would say do them, but once you start getting bigger, drop the smaller ones because you don't want them. They're not impressive to anybody. They immediately pigeonhole you as being a small-time expert, somebody who can't compete in the big leagues, and you don't want that. You want big league media in your media bio. So radio is your first place to start because it gives you the skill set you need to transition to the bigger, much bigger TV shows. So radio is where you get your power first. Then you move on to TV and online name brand media. The TV is going to come in handy. I don't know if I mentioned this already, Stacey, but when you want to go to these big, big shows, this is what they say to me. They go, Annie, you know we love you, okay? But you got to send over. You know that. You got to send over the last 5 TV shows your client has done. We know that. So I can't go in without having the tools to completely present the expert in their entirety. No one wants to go back and forth in emails. Oh, can you send me another this? No, all in one shot. This way they get booked because they know they have paid their dues. They've gone through levels 1 through 10. They have their prestigious media bio that the biggest media can fall back on and say, see, I told you they were good, to their executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
Producers make the first decision on, yes, let's get this guy or gal on the show. They're going to be fabulous. Now they have to prove it to their executive producer why they feel that guest is qualified, and that's where that strong media bio comes in. Not only do they have the credentials, education, history, and accomplishments to back up their expertise, they also have a very strong media bio, meaning they're going to do a terrific job on the air.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other marketing strategies that will help business owners or people become the expert, the go-to expert?
Well, you have to be out there. You have to be out there enough so that they're not going to anyone else. Now, that's called the break-in strategy because when you're just starting out, you have to pay some dues, but hey, I believe you should run before you should walk. All right? That means run up that ladder strategy. Let's not take it slow. You can go fast. We have stories where people within 2 or 3 months are on these big shows. And then once you're on the big shows, sometimes the media just starts coming. The new business just walks in your door, because now they want to play with winners. They want to play with the top experts in the country. At least the money does, right? Because it's the credibility factor. It's the certainty factor. big money wants to hire the person that's going to get the job done. When you make it to these high levels of media, you pretty much announce yourself as an expert and somebody who can do the job, or quite frankly, you never would have made it that far.
Right.
You know, the media is very interesting. I notice a lot of interesting things. People who have courage and dedication to stay in the model wind up at the top of their industry. And the success story we referred to earlier, I got his 2014 business plan,
mm-hmm.
and he said, thank God I met you in 2013, and this is the guy we're going to tell you about in a minute. And he said his business has thrived throughout the year, and now in 2014, here's what he wants from us, 12 to 24 TV shows,
uh-huh.
and all the biggies, Forbes, New York Times, the rest.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the level. And he said his business has skyrocketed. And that, by the way, I wrote a post about that. It's on JenningsWire.com if anybody wants to go check that out.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, so that's the story. I mean, we can tell you that his success story if you want. And this could, anybody could do this one. He just had the courage to stay in it and didn't give up. When, mm-hmm. I didn't get a new client today? Don't worry. You got to stay. You got to believe in yourself.
Right.
I have another good one, too, to tell you, too. This guy came in, former military. And I love this because he had the discipline to stay in the model. Now he's a security guy, and he had to go up against the biggest names in security who are daily on all the major media. They're the go-to experts. How did my client become the go-to expert? He never blinked. He never blinked. He stayed there. Do you know that we have a video of him with Obama on one side of the screen, our client on the other? That's how big he got. But first, he had to displace everyone else.
Right.
And
right.
That takes a while. Right. You have to have real confidence. You got to stay in the game.
And have a real strategy and make mm-hmm. the time to be on these shows, because the reality is sometimes it's last minute. I mean, let's face it. Getting TV and media, something comes up, the game changes. You've got
right.
to be ready.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're absolutely right about being ready, because if you're not ready and say, oh, wait, I got to get my hair done, forget about it. Your competition just got it, and they're displacing you.
Yes. And you just lost the opportunity. And I've got to tell you, from my own experience in using you guys, I remember just one placement on a major radio show, my book sales went up. I mean, noticeably
right. Up
just from one. So one can be the game changer.
Well, and you know why that's such a great idea? I mean, listen, radio, you have so many benefits. Not only are you building this incredibly powerful media bio, but you get to sell your book. You get mm-hmm. to send people to your website.
Yeah.
You get to share your message. You get to influence, create awareness. You get to be in it for what you remember you wanted to do. You want to help change the world. You want to help others. Radio, up close and personal, it's a real audience. It's like a speaking event. You're walking in and there's thousands, tens of thousands of people right there waiting for your message. And what about it? And it's not supposed to be an advertisement, but think about it. You're auditioning for the sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's pretty huge. We had one guy, he did his radio campaign with us, and he got so many calls and even a huge distribution deal, which is what he wanted all along. He prayed for that. I just want to be distributed at all the major airports and all the major Air Force bases all over the country. And guess what? He got it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're out there, you don't know who's listening.
So you've told us about how to quickly climb the ladder. We've got some time left. We've got about 30 minutes left. So you told us about how to climb the ladder. Obviously, radio, TV, then online brand. You've got to create some credibility there, because
mm-hmm.
they're going to ask, hey, if you want to get on a major news station, they're going to ask you for, you know, hey, what does your client have here? You know,
they're going to ask me to defend my client. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lawyer.
So you want them to climb the ladder. You've got to have some credibility. You have to have that what I'll call bench strength, right, behind
mm-hmm.
you,
yeah.
that you've been there, done that, you're a professional that they want to work with. So that's climbing the ladder quickly. How can you fall off the ladder?
Okay.
Here's how you can fall off the ladder. It's actually fairly easy to do if you are not careful, right? You need to respect the strategy and also respect the media. It's meant to affirm your status as an expert and thought leader in your industry. The media is not meant to sell your wares outright, directly, right? It's not meant for you to be out there promoting your products, books, and services without offering something to the audience. You can't have your hand in the listener's pocket. That's where you're in the danger zone. You know, if you want to be out there giving 1-800 numbers, those sorts of things, and that's the crux of what you're doing, your specific goal and objective in the interview, advertising is much better and, of course, helps you in your marketing strategy. But you need to be careful because if you're on the radio and you are out there and you're giving good information, good content, advice-driven, really valuable practical tools and steps for people that they can use in their daily lives to make their lives better. If you're providing that insight into this huge news story that is plastered all over the media and the headlines, and people want to know how it impacts them and you're there to tell them, if you're solving a problem for them, then that is what they want to hear, and you're building a relationship with them versus saying, buy my book or buy my service straight out. If you give a good interview and provide value to the radio station and the listeners, then the host will allow you to say, hey, where can listeners learn more about you, or where is your book sold? They will ask you that if you deliver the goods. So you can easily fall off the latter by being way too promotional. You don't want to be labeled a product pusher at all, because the media, even though it's expansive, it's also kind of a fraternity. They talk to each other. All the CBS radio affiliates out there, they speak with each other. An easy company-wide, network-wide email can be sent out to say, hey, don't book this person. All they're doing is selling their stuff.
Wow.
You know, so it's really important to keep that in mind, and that, yes, and you're there to build up your media bio. You're there to just build the credibility, that third-party media seal of approval that you can leverage then in your marketing strategy. If you get people to come to your website and all of that, if you're engaging enough, and again, you're developing a relationship with the audience, then people will learn more about you. They will sign up for an email newsletter. And that's why it's important to keep those things in mind as well. You want to have different areas of your website up to date and developed. You want to have a blog that's out there with the current events, things that are going on in your industry. You're creating history of content, of being on the front lines of what's happening, so that you can give people the best information and advice and tools possible. So, you know, falling off the ladder is as easy as just being a being someone who's just trying to sell stuff all the time. And also, don't forget, if you fall off the face of your industry, right, if all of a sudden you disappear and you were in it to win it before and you were consistently out there and almost and everywhere at all times, one of our favorite sayings, be everywhere at all times, if you were doing that and all of a sudden you're gone and missing, that can also have you slip a few rungs. In some cases, you might even need to start over. Right? Being current is so important. There are plenty of people that are waiting in the wings, just biding their time until you make a mistake so they can take advantage and take your spot.
Or
so,
they're in our ladder strategy, waiting
or,
to take
right.
their spot. But you know what, Stacey?
People in our ladder strategy are definitely.
Believe me, that's how we poise everybody, ready to take everyone else's spot. But the dreaded blacklist, and this happens to us sometimes because clients will come to us and I'll ask their history, and they'll say they worked with several PR companies and they never got anything. That's a big red flag for me because never got anything. So I'm going to put somebody who's been represented by another PR firm who's never got anything, and their name is known, right, under my brand name. Think about that. My brand name carries a lot of weight. So I have to be cautious about these clients because there's that dreaded blacklist. If you're spam to the media, and believe me, I'm media now with Jennings Wire. I get all the press releases. I'm totally spammed every day with crazy releases. There's no talent. I don't see anything fun or special. They're just paid. This is the whole model here, the retainer model. They're just paid to send out these repetitive press releases every day with nothing juicy in them, nothing good, nothing to give me something to book you on. And so I see all that, and that's blacklist. Now, guess what? I've developed a blind now to all these releases. I see them come in from all these companies, and I've already determined that they're not worth reading, so I don't even bother. So even if they did something good, I don't even bother.
Okay.
So that you got to watch that right blasting, spamming the media with the same stupid press release every day that is meaningless.
So that's a great mistake to avoid.
Oh,
okay, because I think that a lot of entrepreneurs try to do their own press releases and they struggle with that, and then they don't put out a good one, which gets any notice or notice for the wrong reasons. What are some other major mistakes that you see people making?
All right, so that's a great question. The mistakes is not being totally developed for the media that you're going out to. That is, you're not ready on the ladder strategy. You're going to attend, but you have nothing backing you up.
Mm-hmm.
You have no brand name. You have no media bio. Your online reputation is bad. That is, it's not developed. Your Twitter hasn't been updated in about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
No Facebook. Those are all the mistakes, is not being socially relevant, not showing your fingers on the pulse of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So that's immediate mistake that can be remedied by bringing yourself up to date. But you never want to be seen as the expert who isn't really an expert. They're a fake expert. Fake experts can be spotted by the media instantly. Why? Their jobs depend on it. They can't put these people on the air if they don't know what next is.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to not really be ready for the media and not be in it to win it. That is, you have to have, I'll say the courage word again, because initially, and book sales, that's another mistake, but courage, you have to have courage to stay in the model, all right, and not give up initially, because eventually it's going to work for you. We've never seen it not work. We've done it over and over again for many, many years. In fact, on AnnieJenningsPR.com, if you scroll down to the real stories, there's about 25 real stories there of people who have done exactly, you know, what we're talking about in this
right.
conversation.
What are some of the other mistakes that you see that are made?
Well,
with
I
PR
think a
and
big
marketing.
Mistake, Annie and Lisa, is the website. Having what I would consider like the wood paneled website, you know, the old, when you walk into a house, if you're looking to buy, it's got wood paneling. You're like, oh God, this hasn't been updated since the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And so when your website is you. It's your first impression. It's made to the entire world. And what if the media is looking for an expert such as yourself? You have the right keywords going on the website, and they show up at your page, and you may be at a certain level on the ladder, right? Maybe you have some TV experience. Maybe you have the radio. You have those things. Yet your website is so old that they're like, well, this person can't be up to date
mm-hmm.
on everything.
How relevant
Look at the
are
website.
They? Yeah.
Yeah, you have to make a very good first impression. And so I think that a website is so important to do
mm-hmm.
that. And, you know, when we tell our clients all the time, hey, you got to get this bad boy updated, right? So that's really
mm-hmm.
important because, as Annie mentioned, they're going to do the producers, the media, they're going to do their due diligence. They are definitely going
mm-hmm.
to do that and do the research and vet out the experts, especially as you continue to get higher on the ladder.
Now,
the
what are some
outlet.
Of the things that they look for, other than your website being updated, from a media standpoint? What are they going to look for? Are they going to look for past interviews on past interviews you've done or where you've done them for? So is that important to put on your website in your media kit? And I'm assuming a media kit is really important to have on your website as well.
Well, a media page is really important to have. So, you know, where you can showcase your media assets, everything that you've done, having that visual wow power of seeing CBS Radio, Wall Street Journal, CNBC, those sorts of things available on your website, that is really powerful. So yeah, so they would look for that. We actually recommend you having that on your homepage so that
mm-hmm.
they don't even have to click through everything.
Right.
Because remember, when you're on a website, you're only on there for however many seconds, and you need to be engaged and hooked. So if you're able to do that right on the homepage and below the or above the fold, so to speak, that's something that can lead them to a yes, or at least push them towards yes, when they can see that you've already had this media experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, having your blog, if you have a blog, that's really important. Again, I mentioned this earlier, to show that you can develop content, that you are in the know, and as Annie mentioned, in the next, you know, what's happening next. You're anticipating the next story or headline or level or development in a particular news story. So that's important as well, so that the media immediately sees, okay, well, if CBS trusts them, I can trust them, because they may not know Lisa Minnelli, right? They may not know you, but they know CBS, so they trust them. And so if you continue to pile that up, and they'll see this huge, long line of prestigious and brand name media outlets and placements, they immediately feel comforted. Like, oh, yeah, they obviously know what they're talking about. Look at all this other media. That's that third-party media seal of approval that's so important in giving you the competitive edge, whether it's looking to get to the big-name media, or it could be an HR person looking at you, maybe wanting to hire you to speak somewhere. Same thing. You know, it's equally as impressive to see that if you are trying to be a guest on a talk show, or if you're trying to get paid as a speaker. So those two things are really important, I think, on your website.
Now, when you first start working with someone and they're on the bottom rung of the ladder, what are some good things for them to have in, you know, let's say they're just getting started, they may have had some media exposure, they may have been on some interviews. What's really important for them to remember to do?
Staying socially relevant, I think, is the number one thing. Being able to provide insight into the news of the day and what's happening is really important. And then being open to opportunity. I think radio, we always talk about radio as a starting point. It's really good if you are low, if you're on rung, you know, one, two, or three of the ladder right now, to get you to that next level. Because if you're, if you've already done some internet radio, you've done some smaller radio stations, that's really great. We like to consider radio in those smaller markets and those types of areas as a good training ground, a practice ground for you to hone your skill set and how you can interact with the media and how you can develop segment ideas, those sorts of things. So radio next level, when you get to the brand name affiliation, that's where you want to look at. I mentioned CBS Radio, ABC Radio, Fox News Radio, national programs. You can aspire to doing those as well. Some of the most listened to hosts in the country, the big prestigious names like a Wall Street Journal radio network, those sorts of bookings will provide you that next level, will allow you to get to that next rung of the ladder, because you can affiliate yourself with those big brand names that everyone knows.
But you know what, one more thing, Stacey, is you almost can't get there from here, because there's so many books out. I don't know if you know the current stats. It's something like 1.1 million this year. Now, 1.7 million recent year, the year before, 1.1 print on demand, year before that, 3.7, year before that, 22,000. That means everyone bought a media list, right?
Right.
So we're unfortunate, because in 1997, we decided we're going to be number one. We had the whole Jerry Maguire moment going. We're like, we're going to be number one, or we're not going to be in business. Who's with me? And the whole staff was with me. Same thing with pay-per-play, because it wasn't working. The models weren't working right. We wanted them to work, not for the social good, for the good of everyone, for the betterment of all, we call it, because authors wasting their money to, you know, spending a ton of money to create a book, but then they never get a chance to live their dream out loud, leave their book's message out loud, was such a tremendous loss to everyone, the entire world. So we're based more in a mission statement and a corporate culture of constantly finding a way for our authors and experts to share their message with others, you know, for the betterment of all.
Right.
So if people want to learn more about your ladder strategy, about Annie Jennings, where can they go, and is there something they can download? Well, we have so much wonderful things. And AnnieJenningsPR.com, you might want to go check it out. You'll see some of the work my creative team does. If anyone is interested in a website, I'd love to hear from you, because we're building top-of-the-line, state-of-the-art websites very, very next. So AnnieJenningsPR.com will show you what next looks like. All right? And if you want those real stories, scroll down to that real story box. You'll see all the boxes. And then you can listen to lots and lots of real stories. And another wonderful thing we have that I'd love everyone to just look at and enjoy is JenningsWire.com. It's our contribution back to the industry.
that we have a wonderful community of bloggers and podcasters that come on our site and they share their wisdom and experience and their point of view and their takes on life and their takes on various issues with our readers. And the nice part about it is almost 100% of the traffic from JenningsWire comes from social media. So a lot of people say, yeah, but how do I reach social media? You reach it by being a blogger or a podcaster with JenningsWire. So we do have a handful of blogger opportunities available and some podcasting opportunities available as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you would just let us know. And there's no fee, by the way. JenningsWire is free. There's no advertisement on the site. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to help you share your message on JenningsWire. That's what we're all about. You would just email Annie at AnnieJenningsPR.com and say, I heard you on Lisa's show, and I want in on JenningsWire.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so
yeah.
much. And, you know, I loved recording the podcast series that I did for you guys, and that was such a pleasure, and you guys were just wonderful in terms of your coaching, the whole way, and the interviewing. You guys are such a pleasure to work with. And not only that, you really collaborate and partner with people along the way, and I think that shows in not only your business model, but how Annie Jennings PR is different and JenningsWire is different than a lot of PR and marketing companies.
Well, thank you very much. It's certainly been a pleasure to be on your show today. It's wonderful to help out, help others be more successful.
Well, I appreciate you both for being here. Any last minute advice that you can give business owners with relative to their PR and their marketing for over the next year? What's some nuggets of advice that you both have?
I would say to let the year play out. It's courage. We'll go back to having the courage to invest in yourself for one entire year using a similar ladder strategy formula that brings you to the top of your industry very quickly, and then watch the new business pour in. It's impatience. All right, that gets people. It's
mm-hmm.
getting afraid. Some people have fear of success. I swear to you, they have fear of success.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid when they start to see it happening. They get scared and shut down. So you got to watch for these elements in yourself, and they're very common.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of success, I think it's more popular than fear of failure, because failure is a model many people are comfortable with. Well, failed again. Oh, yeah, no new clients. What else is new? But new clients coming through the door at a quick rate, that's enough to scare anybody at first.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to have courage throughout the course of a year. Be in the plan and don't deviate. Like I said, the person who came through to us from the military, I was so impressed with his dedication to the outcome, and he stuck with it for a whole year. And now you'll see him on every channel, practically every single day, landing massive contracts.
Yeah.
Because he was the industry best now. He's the go-to.
Right.
He was from break-in to go-to.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
awesome. Because what we do in the Success Circle is we show them how to systematize and monetize their business
mm-hmm.
and create the foundation so they have a leveraged business model. And so when they go into media, they can handle that influx of new business.
Right.
So that is a great next step. Stacy, what advice do you have?
I would just say that no matter where you are, it's okay. Everyone starts somewhere, and if you think that Dr. Oz just became famous with his own TV show overnight, you would be really wrong, and that there is something to love about the journey of mm-hmm. of going there.
Mm-hmm.
Every step of the way, I think you learn a little bit more about yourself. I mean, countless. I can't even count the number of clients that have come through Annie Jennings PR that didn't realize that they were good, that they were that good. And then they said, oh, I can talk about this. I can talk about that. Oh, I am a leading thought leader in my industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so just know that everyone starts somewhere. One of my absolute favorite sayings, it's like an anonymous quote, I love these, is that the person that wakes up and finds themselves an overnight success was never asleep. And that is something you want to keep in mind, that one in a billion or something, people get discovered on their way to the store or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's hard work every day, consistency over time, and you just got to start. You just got to start and take that first step and enjoy the process. And I think then you'll find yourself maybe being a guest on Lisa's show.
And, you know, I have one more thing, Lisa, in closing, just to wrap up an open storyline. is so the guy who came in, here's another success story. So last year at this time, we were putting him on very small TV because he had no experience.
Right.
We did some radio. We built it up. We got enough to get on TV. They didn't really care that he didn't have previous TV. Big catch 22.
Right.
You can catch him every other week on his big show that begins with a C. He is a permanent, regular guest every other Friday.
Wow. Can you can you share who that is?
I can't share his name because we're always under confidentiality, but if you watch Fridays at about 3, you'll see him. he's on, and you know what? It's done wonders for his business. He's ordered 12 to 24 more TV placements than all the big ones we can get for him.
That's awesome.
See, you can order placements with us. How nice is it? Call up and just order stuff from
right.
your publicist. Well, and you know, when you're launching a book or you're launching, you know, you've got big plans, you don't always, you know, it's not efficient or leveraged to necessarily go right to individual markets, especially when you have a national strategy. So to make one phone call to you guys, boom, and then you guys take care of all the details.
We take care of the strategy to get the job done for you, yes.
Exactly, exactly. So there's huge benefit to that. And I love what you said, Stacy. It doesn't matter where you start, but that you start. And keeping it really realistic of, you know, where you're at on the rung, but that you can still get publicity regardless if you're on that first rung or not. Right? Even if you first started your business, you're likely an expert and have been an expert for a while. You've just got to get some of that experience behind you.
You know, and just in closing, again, another in closing, beware of fake publicity. Fake publicity is publicity that doesn't empower you at all. It just wastes your time. There's a few examples of fake publicity, but once you cut your teeth on some of those big, you know, smaller shows and things, stop doing those. Now go for the bigger thing. So you got to watch fake publicity. That is the false promises. Hand me all your money, and I'm going to make your book into a Hollywood movie.
Right.
I mean, really? You know, you got to watch the deliverables. Learn the word return on investment. Learn the word guaranteed deliverables. And they'll say, oh, you've been speaking to Annie Jennings, huh? And then they'll know what they're up against.
Exactly, exactly. Well, ladies, I want to thank you again for coming into the Success Circle. And just giving your wealth of knowledge about PR, about marketing, about how it works, and what to look out for, the mistakes not to make. You know, you've provided so many nuggets today and such valuable information that I know that you share with only your clients. So thank you very much for sharing it with my group of clients today. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you both, and I want to thank everyone for coming on to the Success Circle. Remember to go to AnnieJenningsPR.com or JenningsWire.com, and there's lots of information, podcasts, blogs, I mean, you name it, they've got it on there, and lots of really great content there, so highly, highly recommend them as well. They are certainly the pros in their area of expertise. So, again, ladies, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Lisa.
My pleasure.
Thank you all. And thank you all for coming on the Success Circle call today, Business Accelerator call. And until next time, create a great life. Bye now.